Guys, I don't have my wellies on today. Do you notice I wasn't fishing today? Do you remember that? The last time? Okay, so Catherine talked today that we're going to talk about worship, and it makes a big difference in the spiritual world. Who can tell me what's the spiritual world? What do you think it might be? Spirit. What do you think the spirit? Spiritual world. Something to do with the spirit. What do you think, Bethany? Heaven, yeah. And what's two words with spirit? What do we sometimes call the spirit? Isabel? The Holy Spirit, that's right. So it makes a big difference in the spiritual world. Things that we can do that brings the Holy Spirit into the service, into our lives and into our world, okay? Because the Holy Spirit is everywhere. And if we worship, hands up who likes worshiping? I love it. Do you know when we're coming to church, I have to make sure we're here on time for the worship because I love the worship. If I miss the worship, I don't like missing the worship because I love it. And the worship is a way of bringing in the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, I had helpers this morning. I had five people and I couldn't have done the talk without them. I had Rebecca and Louise and Kelly and Anto and Ian. And they helped me make something. They helped me make these. What are these? What are these? What are they? What are they? Tegan. They're pom-poms. Yeah, they are. Who has pom-poms? Do we carry these around? Who carries pom-poms? And thanks a million guys for doing this and for putting the words up as well. Who has pom-poms? Yeah, Aisling, who has pom-poms? Who has people at what, some type of match? Brendan, do you know? People who carry these at sports matches. Cheer. Benjamin? Cheerleaders do. Cheerleaders have pom-poms. They go like this. And up there, we can see some pictures of cheerleaders. What do cheerleaders do? What do? They get these at the beginning of a match and they do something. What do? Dara? They shout out letters. They do. And what might the letters stand for? Yeah? For people's names and maybe the name of the team that they're... What are they doing? They're supporting the team. That's right. They come out at the beginning and they shake their pom-poms and they do songs to support the team. They tell the team they're brilliant. They shout for them. They say, you're brilliant. We love you. And they make up songs and they get everybody going. They get everyone encouraged and tell the team that they're brilliant. Okay? And that's what we can be. We can be cheerleaders. Would you fancy having these to worship God? We can be cheerleaders for God. We can come out to the beginning and we can tell him how brilliant he is and we can cheerlead for him. So that's why we have our slide here and we have the pom-poms because we can be cheerleaders for God. We need to tell God that he's brilliant. We need to tell him that we love him and the work that he does is fabulous. Okay? And that's why we had our game today. We had our game at the beginning. You had to find the words. And the 6 to 9s did them. And they colored in the letters. And the phrase was, give him thanks and praise. And our first song was, it is right to give him thanks and praise. Because God does so much in our lives. So much that we need to thank him for. That's why it's right to give him thanks and praise. Not always to be asking him and saying, help me with this. Or help my friend. But to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you do. That's why we need to remember always to give him thanks and praise for everything he does. So hands up who can tell me what this word is. What's that word? What's that word? Do you see it all the time, don't we? No, it's a very unusual word. Is it in our language, I wonder? What do you think, Anna? Okay, does it say worship? No, worship would be wor, W-O-R, wouldn't it? It actually says we're hip, if we were to pronounce it, or we're skip. And that is the Latin. That's the old way of saying worship. It's the Latin for worship. And that's where our word worship comes from. And it means worthiness. Okay? It means worthiness. And that means God is worthy of our praise. He needs our praise. He needs our thanks. Okay? So we're going to be cheerleaders, and we're going to thank God for everything he does. And I'm going to tell you a story about someone who worshipped God and asked God to come and help, and God did, okay? But before we do that, I'm going to ask someone to come up and do something for me. I've got marbles here. I've got one big marble, and I've got lots of smaller marbles. Okay? And I'm going to ask two people to come up and try and fit the one big marble and all the little marbles into this tub. Okay? And get the lid on and close the lid so that the lid goes on properly like that and that we can close it. Who thinks they can do that? Stephen, can you come up and do it? And who else? Who hasn't answered? I don't know your name. Yuri, will you come up and try it? Brilliant. Will you come up, Ella, as well? It's okay. You come up as well, Ella. Now, so that's the one big marble. You try it first, Stephen. And there are all the little marbles. You try and get them into this tub and close it. I'll hold the tub. You have to do it really quickly, okay? I'll hold these. You have to do it really quickly. See if you can get them in. Put a few of them in at a time. You put some in too, Ella. Okay. More, do you think? Let's see if our lid will close. I'm very impressed. He's clever. Look, the lid has closed. Perfect. Look, they've all fitted in perfectly. So I'm sorry, Ulri. He's done it. Sorry about that. I'll tell you now why. Do you know why? Because what Stephen did, he put the big marble in first. There it is there, look. He put the big marble in first, and then all the small little ones in on top of it. And they're all in, Ella. We don't need those ones. Will you carry them back over there for me? So look, the big one and all the... And do you know what it means? The reason why I did this is I tried this last night, and when I put all the little ones in and then the big one on top, it wouldn't close. The lid wouldn't close. And I couldn't get it, and I was putting all the little ones in and then the big one, and I was trying to push it down. The little ones were coming out, and the lid wouldn't go on. It just wouldn't work. And I was thinking, how do I do it? And then I realized, if you put the big one in first, everything else will fit in around it. What do you think the big one is like? Thanks a million, guys. Well done. What do you think the big one's like, Ulri?
God.
God. It is. Brilliant. Thanks a million. You can sit down. The big one is like God. Well done. Because if we put God first, guys, if we put God in first, everything else will fall into place. God comes number one, and then everything else will fall into place. If we put God last, if we forget about him and do everything without him, our life kind of gets a bit difficult, and things don't go as smoothly. But put God first, and life kind of goes much better. It's hard as well with God, but if you put him first, you've got him to call on. He's there at the front, and he'll help you, and he'll be your main focus, okay? So, our story today. Now, last night as well, myself and my husband had a little talk about the name of this guy. Now, I thought he was called Jehoshaphat, but Wilson thought he was called Jehoshaphat. It's a bit of a difficult one. So let's call him Jehoshaphat. And Wilson said, I think it's a Northern Ireland thing. I think up there they call him Jehoshaphat and I call him Jehoshaphat. Okay, so we'll call him Jehoshaphat. And he was a king. He was a king of Judah. And in those days, what used to happen when they were trying to get control? How did they used to sit down and talk and try and sort it out? Or what did they used to do to get control? What did they used to do with each other? The different countries and the different states. What do they do if they needed to get control? What do you think? What do you think? Fight. They did used to fight. They were called. They used to fight, and they had armies. Okay, so Jehoshaphat had an army, but it wasn't a very big army. And he heard that there was approaching armies that were huge. They were absolutely huge. The approaching armies, and Jehoshaphat thought, we couldn't possibly fight this army. There's no way we'd survive this army. It's huge. He called it vast, okay? He called it a vast army. And they were approaching Judah. And he thought, there's no way we could possibly fight these people. So he said, okay, let's just think about it. He stood up, and all the people came to him and said, Jehoshaphat, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can't fight these people. So he stood up and he said, we have a Lord, we have a God, and we will have faith in him. He will look after us, okay? He won't let us be destroyed. Our God won't let us be destroyed, okay? So what they did was they went out, and one of the other men, the Holy Spirit, kind of came to him. He came inside him nearly. And he started speaking what the Lord wanted to tell them. He started speaking. Then that's what the Holy Spirit does. And that's why the spiritual word is so important, because God was talking through him. God was saying the words through this man. Okay? Jehoziel, I think his name was. And he said, have faith. He said this, he said, have faith in your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in me and God, he said, and I will look after you. You will be upheld, okay? So they went to bed that night, and they got up in the morning and thought, okay, the army's coming, we're going to be attacked. And they went out. And do you know what they started doing? Jehoshaphat said to them, he said, sing, sing, come on, sing, worship, dance, sing to God. And they started worshiping. Imagine, there's chariots and horses and bows and arrows and slings and rocks all approaching them. And they started singing. Do you think it was a good plan to start singing? Rocks and bows and arrows. They were, you know, was that going to save them from dying? Singing. Do you know what? They were singing to God, and it did save them. Because they kept going, they sang and they worshipped the Lord, just like we did this morning. They worshipped him, they told him they loved him, they told him he was brilliant, they told him, we have faith in you, God. And then they went on, the small little army that they were, they went on and they came to the desert. All their enemies were lying dead. God had set ambushes on their enemies. God had set traps for the enemies, and they had fought each other and they had died. So Jehoshaphat and his army arrived. After all their worship was finished, all their singing was finished, and their worshiping, they arrived into the desert and all these people were dead. God had held his promise. They had been upheld because they had worshipped him. They had had such faith in him. God took it into his hands and he looked after them. Now, I know we're not going to have to do that. But they went back then and they worshipped the Lord again, and they said, give him thanks for all that he had done. Now, I know we're not going to have to fight armies and, you know, approach a huge big army, but we're going to have difficult things in our lives, whatever it is, okay? Whatever happens, and we can always turn to God. But worship God is the really important thing. How can we worship God? How can we worship God, guys? How can we worship him? Tell me, how can we worship him?
Bring to him.
Come to him. Bring things to him. Stephen, what else can we do?
Sing.
We can sing. Brilliant, of course. What else can we do? Is there any other ways we can worship God?
We can dance.
Dance. Brilliant. Dance in his name. We can do all these things. Is there anything else?
Pray.
Pray. Brilliant, Tegan. We can pray to him. And do you know what the thing is? And the other thing is instruments, isn't it? We can use instruments. And the other thing is, we don't have to do it in church. We don't have to do it as a big group. We can worship on our own. Worship is giving thanks to God for all that he does. And we can do it on our own. And yeah, we can do it on our own. Do you know that, Brendan? We can worship on our own at home. Or in the car, or any of those places. So worship is so important and makes such a big difference. difference, as Catherine says. It makes a big difference in the spiritual world to the Holy Spirit, because they worshipped and the Holy Spirit came upon them and God spoke to them. So worship makes such a big difference. Okay? So Catherine has something. Actually, there's one more thing there, the next slide. This is what Jehoshaphat said to the people before they found that the enemies lying on the ground. He said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." And that's a song as well. His love goes on forever. So give him thanks always. And that's what he said before they went and found their enemies lying dead. So imagine, I know it's not a very nice story that the enemies died, but that's in the Old Testament, it was like that, okay? It was survival. So there you go. Catherine has a sheet now, and it's about cheerleading for God. So I want you to remember, if you ever see cheerleaders on the television or in books, or if you go to America, you remember that you can be cheerleaders for God, telling him how brilliant he is, okay? Thanks a million for listening.
You're going to have a big clap. Fantastic.